Blog Talk Radio.
Prepare to listen to the Hour of Power of Prayer, presented by Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are empowering a nation to bring healing to our nation through prayer. And now, here's Evangelist Darlene.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, saints of God, listeners here at Blog Talk Radio. We are so grateful to be here in the service of the Lord one more time. It is so awesome that the Lord has allowed us to see the very first day of February 2014. It's a Saturday morning, and we just are grateful to our Father. So thank God for everyone who's listening today and those who will be listening later. We appreciate you stopping by to glean from what God is sharing through our ministry. This morning, we just want to encourage everyone because we know that God is still on the throne. He's an awesome God, and he reigns forevermore. We just want to remind everyone, this is Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends. We do know a friend who's closer than a brother, and that is Jesus Christ himself. It's an awesome time of our lives because the Lord has ordained this time. So this morning, we are going to be sharing something that I shared on yesterday. I'm just going to expand on the scriptures that we shared on yesterday on the prayer line. So if you were here yesterday, you'll be hearing some of the same information that we talked about yesterday. We will be in the book of Ezekiel today, Ezekiel chapter 2 and 3. But we just want to let you know that we are a ministry that is empowering a nation to bring healing through our nation to prayer. Through prayer, and we invite you to get your Bibles handy, get your scriptures so you can read along with us as I have given the scripture this morning. We hope that you follow along so that you'll see that what we're talking about is straight from the Word of God. We're not making anything up. We're just expounding on His Word. We believe that God hears and He answers prayer, and we have been praying for many years and have seen God do mighty things. So this morning, we want you to know that we believe that God's word helps us to see the miracles, the signs, and wonders follow us because we believe that our God is a true and a living God. We believe in the power of prayer. As I have said before, and refer to the scripture, Mark chapter 16, verses 17 through 20, and it says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. We believe in the power of praise. And we refer to the scripture, Isaiah 42 and 10 this morning. It says, sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise from the end of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof. So we continue to praise the Lord. We lift our voices to the King. When you're at your home, you shout before the Lord, you dance and you agree with him because he's an awesome God. We just want to give him praise every day. We believe in the power of prayer that brings deliverance. And we refer this to the scripture this morning, Mark 11, verses 23 and 24. It says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And usually when I read the scripture, it reminds me the part that says, when ye pray. That means that we should be praying. And if say, if you pray, that means that you should continuously be praying. He says that the fervent, effectual prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And so we thank the Lord this morning for these scriptures. Thank the Lord this morning for this opportunity to speak to the nation and to the world. There are people who are calling and people who are sending us messages to pray for them from different parts of the world. So we thank the Lord for this opportunity to be able to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. So I'm going to pray before we get into the word this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you so much because we know that you are our God and you're God alone. We appreciate the fact that you are everywhere. You see all things and all power is in your hands and the world is ruled at your command. We pray, Father, today that those of us who are listening, including myself, will hear what thus said the Lord, that we will hear and move on the things that need to be moved on, that we will change our lives, that this nation will turn back to holiness and righteousness so that we will have peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Father, for Jesus. Thank you for the blood that he shed on Calvary so that we can be free from sin, death, hell, and destruction. Lord, we don't take it lightly what Jesus did, how he gave his life, how he died, and he was buried and he rose again. He's now sitting at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. So we thank you, Jesus, for that. We thank you for sending the gift of the Holy Ghost because we know it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. So I pray, God, today that the people of God will be endowed with the power from on high so that we can be changed completely, oh God, to serve you, God, to submit to your authority, oh God, to see change in this nation as we turn from the things, oh God, that are not of you. It's in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, Father, and I bless you, God, and I glorify you, God. I pray, Lord, today for everyone who is listening and those who will listen later that you will strengthen our resolve to serve you, O God, that you will strengthen our hearts, O God. When we become weak, Lord, you make us strong, O God. When we fall down, you help us to get back up, O God. Lord, those who may have turned backwards, I pray, God, today that they will return to you, O God. Every backslider, O God, draw them back to you, God, and I pray, Father, today that they will heed the call this day, O God. Those who have never received you as their Savior, I pray for salvation in their lives today, O God. All of our family members and people around the world, O God, those who may not be connected to us, our bloodlines, O God, we do pray, God, today for our sisters and brothers in Christ, that they will be strong and faithful to the cause of Christ. It's in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, and I bless your holy and righteous name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So we're going to be talking about the things that are going on in this nation. We're going to bring scripture to help us to understand that we need to get it right with God because the time is getting very short. Jesus is coming back for his church without a spot or a wrinkle. He's looking for us to be ready. When he comes, it's going to be very quick. When he returns, it's going to be in a twinkling of an eye. We will be changed from these mortal bodies, if we're still here, into immortality. We won't be in the same form, but we will be going back with him. So we want to be ready and want others to be ready too. So here, once again, we're in Ezekiel chapter 2 and verse number 1. And so this morning, the word says, "And he said unto me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me and set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spake unto me." Now, we want to just give a little background about what is going on. Ezekiel was seeking the Father. He had fallen down on his face. He was just in a prostrate, I would imagine, a prostrate position, just yielding himself to the Lord so he could hear what the Lord was speaking unto him. And so when we get to a place of just seeking the Father and letting go of all the things that are interfering with what the Lord is saying to us, then we can hear what God is saying. So when we are humble before the Lord, so Ezekiel was in a humility frame of mind. He was humble before the Lord, and he was seeking him. So when we are humbled, we are abased, the Lord will raise us up. So the Lord raised up Ezekiel at this point because he had something for Ezekiel to do. He had a commission for him. And so here we see in verse number 3, it says, "And he said unto me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that hath rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me, even unto this very day." And as I read this scripture, and I've read it several times, and it just brings to mind the state that our nation is in. Our nation is in a very bad, I mean, just overall, I'm just not saying everybody, but there are Christians who are serving the Lord, but the thought pattern across the nation, in the leadership, in the music industry, in churches, there are people who have just totally turned away from God, rebelling against the things of God. Even in the churches, they're teaching false doctrine and letting people do whatever they want to do and calling it a church, and it's really not the right thing, because it's not lined up with the word of God when you are telling people that they same-sex marriage is against the will of God. I mean, that's just wrong. People lying in the churches and cheating in the churches and going on thinking that they're serving the Lord when they're not, because they're not being taught that they're doing wrong. They're not reading the Bible. We have to read the Bibles personally. We must read for ourselves, because there are times when you're in places in churches that they're not teaching the right thing. So we're responsible for our own soul salvation, even though God has allowed leaders to be in place. There are leaders out there who are teaching the truth. There are leaders who are speaking against sin, and I applaud them, and I encourage them, and I pray for them that they will continue to do that, and myself too, that I will continue to teach against sin, because sin is sin, and we have to get right. We have to stop being a rebellious nation. There are children who are rebellious against their moms and dads, and people in the church are rebelling against the leadership. And so there's rebellion all across the nation, and we want people to realize that it's time for us to get back right with God and not follow the crowd. The crowd is going down that wide road that is leading to destruction. We want to be on that straight and narrow path. There are not a whole lot of people on that path compared to those who are going down that wide path that's leading to destruction. And, you know, we are in a place where, I mean, let me just share this. While we are in this weekend that we're in, there are a lot of people who are supporting the Super Bowl game, and there are people who are gathering. Even yesterday I was on my way to work, and they were talking about all these people who had gathered in the stadium. They're following after things, people just gathering, doing things that are against the will of God. I'm not saying that the game is against the will of God, but what I'm saying is that that's an example of how people get together and they follow after things that are not pointing them to Jesus Christ. So, you know, when you get with the crowd there, you get caught up in the moment. You get caught up in some things that are not of God. You don't want to do that. You want to be strong and not want to follow what everybody else is doing. If everybody else is jumping into a lake and they're drowning in that lake, are you going to jump in there too? No, you don't want to do that. You don't want to follow the crowd. You want to follow Jesus Christ. You want to follow the word of God and not be in a state of rebellion, as we see here the children of Israel were. And God had to prepare Ezekiel to go and speak to them. So in this day and age, we see the sign of the times. I mean, it's the word of God is being fulfilled. So we cannot be dismayed because of that. But we as a body of Christ can still speak the truth in love and help others to know about Jesus Christ. So verse number 5 says, I'm here in the book of Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 5. And it says, and they, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there has been a prophet among them. So even though people are being taught about Jesus, Ezekiel was telling them, and he was sent to do it. And the Lord says, whether they will hear you or whether they will forbear, they can hear the word and not apply the word. Many times we hear what the word is saying, but we don't apply the word of God to our lives. But it's the responsibility of the person who has heard the word to apply the word of God to your life. So you're responsible when you hear and you don't do the right thing. We will see that later as we get over to the third chapter of Ezekiel here. Verse number 6 says, and thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns, and thou dost dwell among scorpions, be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. So the Lord is preparing Ezekiel that some of these people will have these bad spirits upon them. A scorpion is a dangerous little, it's about 6 inches long, but has a very powerful venom if you get bit by it. So he's letting him know that he will be among these things, the briars and the thorns. People's spirits will be so strong and so evil, but don't be afraid. He's telling Ezekiel that. So we, as a body of Christ, those who are teaching and preaching the word of God, we cannot be afraid of what people can do to us, not be afraid of what man can do to us, because they can't put us in heaven and they can't put us in hell. But we have to be willing to go forward and do what the Lord has spoken. Verse number 7 says, and thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious. Yes, we see that today. This nation is most rebellious. Verse 8 says, but thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like the rebellious house. Open thy mouth and eat that I give thee. And when I looked, behold, an hand was sent unto me, and lo, a roll of a book was therein. And he spread it before me, and it was written within and without, but there was written therein lamentations and mourning and woe. The Lord was letting Ezekiel know that he had to be prepared to just sup of the word of God. As the Lord wants us to sup of the word, to eat the word of God. As he's speaking of eating this roll, he's talking about accepting what the Lord has prepared for him to share with these people. He wanted Ezekiel to accept the word, get it into his spirit, so that when it was time to speak, he would be able to speak what thus said the Lord and not be afraid of their faces. And so it was so much that the Lord had for him. It said it was written on the front and on the back. And normally in that day and age, when the scroll was written, it was usually written just on the front and not on the front and back. But it was just so much information that God had for him in the spirit, that he could see in the spirit that there was a lot that he needed to absorb so that he could share with these rebellious people. And so today we want to get more into the word. And when you're talking to your family, you can share the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can share the goodness of God. You can let people know that if they come out of their sin, they will be preparing for their heavenly homes. They don't have to stay in their sin. Yes, sin, it may seem like it's fun, but sin has a lot of repercussions. You have a lot of things that happen when you're in your sin. When you do wrong, there are things that will follow you as a result of that. People who are out there killing and stealing and murdering and doing all kinds of things, you end up in jail a lot of times. You may be running from the law, but you're not going to be in a place of rest, a place of peace. So those things that you do that are not of God can cause detriment to your life and cause you to be in a very chaotic state of mind. So remember that the Lord wants you to come to him, because Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. We can come and get the peace of God into our lives. No matter what you have done, you can come to the Lord, ask for forgiveness, ask Jesus to forgive you and become a part of the body of Christ, and you too can prepare yourself and let others know once you come in that they too can come into the body. They've been sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. So this is just so important this morning that we continue to spread the gospel to this rebellious nation. Yes, it's a rebellious nation. People are hearing and they're putting laws in place trying to stop the mouths of the saints of God, trying to stop us from saying the things that are against sin. Yes, they are. So we have to be vigilant, stay in prayer, and know that God will cover and protect us. And we will be persecuted, prosecuted for Christ's sake, but we have to maintain our position of standing fast on the word of God, standing fast in the face of danger, standing fast because we have studied the word and we accept the word and we receive it and we're able to share it with the world. So we're here now in Ezekiel chapter 3. Those of us who have just joined us, we are talking about the rebellious nation, talking about not only, well, we know we live in the United States of America, but there are rebellious nations around the world. Over there in Korea, as we were sharing yesterday about this young man who he was over there on some kind of a mission. He wasn't really over there to spread the gospel, but he had the Bible on his computer. Some kind of way they found out the Bible was on his computer, and in that country they are not allowed to worship gods and have a religious background. So they took him and put him into prison. So we're going to keep him lifted up in prayer. Can't remember his name. But he, just because he had that Bible on his computer, they arrested him. So we thank God for opportunity to stand in the gap for this young man. Okay, here in Ezekiel chapter 3, verse number 1. Moreover, he said unto me, son of man, eat that thou findest. Eat this roll and go speak unto the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that roll. And he said unto me, son of man, cause thy belly to eat, and fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. So Ezekiel took the time to study and read the word of God to understand what the Lord had in store for him to share with the people of Israel, the children of Israel. And so that's what we do. We study the word so that we can come back and share it over the Blog Talk Radio and over the over the other opportunities that God gives us when we're in different places. So here in verse number 4 it says, and he said unto me, son of man, go get thee unto the house of Israel and speak with my words unto them, for thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech and of an hard language, but to the house of Israel. Not too many people of a strange speech and of a hard language whose words thou canst not understand. Surely, had I sent thee to them, they would have hearkened unto thee. But the house of Israel will not hearken unto thee, but they will not hearken unto me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted. Just want to reiterate, I was over there in Zimbabwe back in the month of December. And they speak a different language, as the Lord was speaking here to Ezekiel. If he had sent Ezekiel to a nation that did not know his language, they would have gravitated toward the word of God. They would have wanted the word of God, just as when I went over to Zimbabwe, those people wanted to hear the word of God. They wanted to go to the church. I mean, the house I was staying in, there were maybe about 15 people, and everybody got up. Everybody, we made our way to the church. It was not like we had easy transportation. We had to track down some transportation in order to get us to the churches that we went to. But everybody was willing to get up and go and listen to the voice of God. They wanted to hear what thus said the Lord. But we here in the United States of America, we know the language. People know my language here. Over there in Zimbabwe, I had to have an interpreter in some of the churches or in one of the churches that I went to because the people didn't understand my language. Some understood English and some did not. So they were still eager. They wanted to hear. What I'm saying is that the same types of things that the Lord is speaking here in the word concerning Ezekiel and Israel, the same types of things are happening here in the United States of America. There are preachers around the nation who are teaching the word of God, who are spreading the gospel, and people just don't want to hear. They're rebellious. They don't want to listen to what the Lord said. They don't want to come out of their sin. They want to continue to be in a spirit of pornography, a spirit of lying and cheating and just rebelling, just saying, well, I want to do what I want to do. I'm going to, whatever I feel like doing, that's what I want to do. If I want to lie, I want to lie with someone who's not my husband, who's not my wife, who I don't even know, just spend a night with somebody. And people want to continue to do that, smoking, getting high, drinking, getting drunk, and all these crazy things that people are doing. It's totally against the will of God. People want to stay in their sin, but the Lord is calling you out of sin today. He's calling this nation to turn back to him. We see in the music arena, there are people who are just using all kinds of damnable things to draw our children. And I share this once again, men and women who have children, you need to monitor your children, monitor what they're listening to, monitor where they're going. Be aware of what they're exposed to, because there's a demonic spirit out there. There are several demons out there, and they're trying to draw the people into this Illuminati stuff, into this serving Satan. Yes, there's a lot of satanic stuff out there. There are demons that are drawing your children out of the places where they need to be. Children need to be taught about God. They need to be taken to the church. You need to be able to go into your child's room and look around and see what they're doing or what they're looking at. You need to be able to get to their phone. They can't tell you, well, Mom, you can't look at my phone. You are paying for that phone. And if you're not, you still have authority over your children to let them know that they cannot just do and accept anything, listening to this crazy music and causing. Some of these kids are listening to such demonic music and the rap stuff that is telling them to do ugly and mean demonic stuff. That is a spirit of rebellion, rebelling against God. These people are not even thinking about God. And so they're teaching our kids about demons. The music is talking about demons. It's got demonic spirits in there. Yes, the devil himself is the prince of the power of the air, but we have authority over that. The Lord gave us power to tread on serpents, on scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. And the devil himself is the enemy. So we have authority over the devil. So we can speak and thank the Lord for how he can draw our children back to salvation. So we can start with our young children, those who are saints of God. And there are some children out there who need to pray for your parents, because there are some parents who have gone down the wrong path and the children are serving God. So we just want to, you know, see whatever situation you're dealing with and use the word of God to help somebody to know that they can come and receive Jesus as their Savior. So we thank the Lord today for that. I want to pause right now and pray. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes. Father, I pray this morning that you will continue to touch the hearts of the people. Father, there are so many people who are dying in their sins. There are people who are leaving this earth every day. And many times we think about the older people getting closer to the end of their lives, but we don't know. There are young people who are dying, being snatched up quickly, dying in their sin, Lord. So I pray today, oh God, that the young and the old as well will, and the middle age, no matter what age a person is, if they are still here on this earth, Lord, I pray that they will turn to Jesus Christ, that they will turn to you, Lord, turn to holiness and turn to righteousness, oh God, that they will have peace and joy in you, O God. Lord, in you they can live, they can move and have their being, O God, as they come and submit to your authority. I come and bind up the demonic spirits out there, every stronghold that is holding on to our children, every witch and every warlock, all the wizards, Lord, we bind up their powers right now that is keeping the people bound in their sin, Lord. I come against the hunter of souls right now. In the name of Jesus, my God, I thank you, Lord, today that you are a powerful God and that you still reign righteousness, O God. And Lord, did you help your people, O God, in this hour, Lord, to remain faithful to you, O God, to stand against the wiles of the devil, to let the devil know that he's a defeated foe, to tell the devil he is defeated in the name of Jesus, that he was defeated at the cross, and he's still defeated in this hour in the name of Jesus. We call the nation of Jesus Christ. We call those Christians, oh God, to come to a place of righteousness so that we can continue to fight against the demonic spirits that are out there, to come against them, combat those devils that are out there that are trying to take over the nation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Every wicked demon, Lord, we bind it up right now, and we loose the spirit of Jesus Christ. We loose righteousness across the nation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That antichrist spirit, we bind it up by the power and the authority of Jesus Christ. Lord, let the light of Jesus Christ rise, oh God. Let the light of Jesus Christ order the steps this morning. Order the steps of the people of God today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, take them out of darkness and bring them into the marvelous light, oh God. Lord, I thank you that you're taking away stony hearts, Lord, and you're giving hearts of flesh in this hour, Lord. It's in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Father, and I bless your holy and your righteous name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. There are some people out there who know that you need Jesus Christ this morning. There's some people out there who have been going to church and you've heard the word, but you have not accepted Jesus as your Savior. Right now, what I'm going to do is prayer. All you have to do, no matter where you are, you could be in your car, you could be in your home, you could be out there on the river, you could be in a park somewhere listening to this radio program. Wherever you are, God is there. He can hear you. And if you repeat after me, you can become a part of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. You can be a part of the body of Christ and prepare for your heavenly home. So let's repeat this right now. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I am sorry for my sins. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that Jesus died. He was buried and he rose again. I ask you, Jesus, to teach me the way that I should go. I ask you to be my Lord and my Savior in this hour. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank the Lord for anyone who repeated that prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and I rejoice too. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I thank the Lord for each one who has just received Jesus into their lives, and I pray that you will find a good Bible-teaching church in your city. Or you can join us every day. We're here during the week at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So whatever time that you get up, if you're in on the West Coast, it's 5 o'clock a.m. during the week. You can join us. We're teaching the word, we're praying, and we're together as a unit coming stronger in the Lord. So you're invited to join us. This is Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. And I thank the Lord today for the souls that have come. Praise your name, God. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. And Lord, I pray today that you will strengthen each one, Lord. And I know that the devil would like to just pull them right back out into the world of sin. But I know, God, today that you are their strength, Lord. So I pray that you cover each one with the blood of Jesus, that you strengthen their mind, oh God. Those who will come and try to bring doubt into their hearts, making them think that they have not received you, I pray, God, today that that will be repelled, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they will be strong and fast in you, O God, strong and righteous in you, O God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Well, let's get back here to the word. I'm here in Ezekiel once again, Ezekiel chapter 3. And let's see, where was I? Let me start with verse number 8. It says, behold, I have made thy face strong against their faces, and thy forehead strong against their forehead. And as an adamant harder than flint have I made thy forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. So myself, I am not going to be afraid of anybody. I'm not going to be afraid of their faces. I'm not going to be afraid when people say things against me and about me, because I know this is a rebellious nation, and people just want to stay, and people talk about the people of God. So we just have to be faithful, stand strong, and be willing to stand for righteousness and holiness. If we're not willing to speak up for Jesus Christ, he won't be able to speak up for us before the Father. 10 says, moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, all my words that I shall speak unto thee, receive in thine heart and hear with thine ears. And go get thee to them of the captivity, unto the children of thy people, and speak unto them, and tell them, thus said the Lord God, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. And this reminds me, these two verses remind me of the leaders in the churches who may have read the Bible, but they're not speaking the truth. They're teaching to itching ears. They're teaching to people who come and they're in their sin when they come into the church, and when they leave out, they're going back into their sin and not getting deliverance at all because they're not being taught that they need to come out of their sin, that they need to stop the shacking. There are people who are shacking in the church. There are leaders in the churches who are shacking. There are leaders in the churches who are smoking crack and getting high on reefer and getting drunk and then getting in the pulpit. Now, that is just totally out of the will of God. You have an opportunity to repent while you have blood running warm in your veins, while you have breath in your body. Come around to the truth. Come around and begin to speak the truth to the people, because you are responsible for every person. I'm speaking to the leaders of the churches right now. For every person who you are not telling the truth to, the blood shall be on your hands. The blood will be required of you. And we will see that as we get to that part later in this chapter. Verse 12 says, then the Spirit took me up, and I heard behind me a voice of a great rushing, saying, blessed be the glory of the Lord from his place. I heard also the noise of the wings of the living creatures that touched one another, and the noise of the wheels over against them, and a noise of a great rushing. So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away, and I went in bitterness in the heat of my spirit, but the hand of the Lord was strong upon me. So I thank God for Ezekiel just having a heart for the people. Even though he was given this commission, it was a very tough thing, I would imagine, for him to accept what the word of God was speaking to him. He had to eat that scroll. He had to understand the word. And it probably made him feel bad that these people were not accepting. They were not receiving. They were rebelling. Yes, I feel bad many times when I think about how sinful our nation is, starting with family members, how sinful their lives are. And I know that I was in the same place at one point in my life. I was in the same place of sin and doing all kinds of crazy things. I was out there gambling and adultery and fornicating and getting high and drinking and just doing all kinds of deceitful things. Yes, I was doing that, but I thank God for being patient with me. When I came to the body of Christ at the age of 25, and soon after that, I was a backslider for 15 years, but somebody was praying for me. That's why I encourage every person who is in the body of Christ. I don't care who you are. If you are a part of the body of Christ, you can pray. Everybody doesn't pray the same way. My prayer is not the same as Brother Todd or Brother Daryl or Brother Anthony or Sister Yolanda or our sisters who come to our prayer line during the week. We don't pray the same way. We have different methods, but it's all praying to God. It's all using the word of God. Yes, we use the word of God to pray and intercede. We may say different words, but we're coming together in the spirit. We are in one accord. We're in unity when we're praying for souls, praying for deliverance, praying that people will come out of their sin. My mom and dad, when they were alive, they prayed for us. They had 9 children, many times I would go there when I would visit them. We would get together. We would get around the bed, and we would be praying. Before I was saved, I could hear my mother praying. She would call us together, and she would be praying for us. And there were times, many times, she would be praying by herself or with my father. They would pray together. that the Lord will bring us out of our sin. And I thank the Lord for those of us who have made it into the kingdom. There are others who still need to come. So that's why we have to continue to pray for our families and pray for the nation, pray for our president, pray for the House of Congress, and pray for the governors, the mayors, and people all across this nation, leaders in our companies. We need to pray that God will draw them into the kingdom, that they will be saved. And there are some leaders in some of these major companies who are saved. And they, I remember, I believe it's Chick-fil-A is one of the wonderful companies. They don't even open up on Sunday because they honor God. And there are some people who were talking about them, but they still honor God. And the way we have to be, we have to be strong. When Ezekiel was given this commission, he was given a very powerful position to be able to come to this rebellious nation. And so we as the body of Christ, no matter where we are, we can pray and we can intercede on behalf of this nation, intercede on behalf of your neighborhoods and the people who you meet in the streets. Just pray. There, yesterday I was on the bus on my way from work, or I was on my way to somewhere on the bus, but there was this young man on the bus. He was just cursing up a storm just for, it seemed like for no reason. He sounded like he was drunk. And I just, as I was sitting there, I just began to pray. I just prayed for him that God would help him. You know, you can intercede, and God can change a person's life because of the intercession that you do for someone who you don't even know. I didn't know the man's name. I wasn't not on the bus that long because I was just going from maybe one or two stops. But during that time, I could hear that he was in a very distressful place in his life. And so I just prayed for him that God would help him. So we can do that and intercede on behalf of people we don't know. Even when we're praying together as a group, we're praying for people all across the world. And we hear some of the prayers that we're praying, we can hear that God is blessing and drawing people to him and healing people as we go through our prayers. So we thank the Lord for that this morning. So Lord God Almighty, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, oh my God, I pray, Lord, today that you will send the fire of the Holy Ghost across nation. Let there be a revival across the nation of the United States of America, not only in America, Lord, but around the world, oh God. I pray, Father, today that people who don't know you and the pardon of their sins, that they will come and receive you into their lives, oh God, that they will stop rebelling against the things of God, stop doing what they want to do, oh God, not honoring you, oh God, to honor you, oh God, is the beginning of wisdom, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I pray, Father, today that people will come and begin to fear you. To fear you is the beginning of wisdom. So I pray, Father, people will fear you, reverentially fear you, God, and know that they can come, repent of the sin that they're in, oh God, denounce and renounce those things that they have done, oh God, even those who are serving the devil, devil worshipers, oh God, they can come, Lord. So I pray, God, today, I bind up the powers of Satan, the powers of darkness right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, those who are in the Illuminati, there have been those who have come out, Lord, who have turned against that thing that they were doing, oh God. I thank you, Father, today that you will strengthen them and others will make a change, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you, God. All they have to do is come and repent, Lord. And I know, Father, today that some of those demons will try to hold on to their lives, oh God. But, Lord, I pray, Father, today that the demonic spirits that are trying to keep the people bound in their sin be destroyed this day, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And you begin to teach our hands to war, our fingers to fight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, people living on the streets, oh God, I pray for them too. People in these homes, Lord, who are very unhappy, oh God, because they don't know you, God. I pray, God, today that you will draw them to yourself, God, that they will heed the call this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the atheists, oh God, you can draw them. There are some atheists who have turned to you, God. In the name of Jesus, my God, I thank you, God, today that those who have an antichrist spirit, that they will come, Lord. Those who are serving Buddha, those who are serving Muhammad, oh God, those who are serving false gods, gods that cannot see, speak, or hear anything. I pray, Father, today for the knowledge of the truth, oh God, to come into their hearts today, oh God. We shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. So I thank you, Lord, for freedom this morning, freedom to serve you, Lord, in these countries, Lord, that don't allow people to read the word or people to pray, Lord. I pray, God, today that they will even make that opportunity, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I pray, God, today for those who are missionaries and evangelists around the world, oh God, those who are in these hard places, oh God, the third world countries, Lord, that you will continue to bless them to have the resources that they need, oh God, to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. You're listening to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, and we are here to serve the Lord and to spread the gospel, to let people know that we need to stop being a rebellious nation. States of America needs to turn back to God, turn back to holiness, and turn back to righteousness. There's a song that Ron Canole sings, and it's very powerful. Return America. He's singing a song to America. One of these days I can hope to find that song and maybe I can play it. But return America, return to the truth, return to righteousness and holiness. And that's what God wants. That's what he's speaking today. So I thank God and I pray for Minister Ron Canole. He's a very powerful singer who really sings to the glory of God. Okay, here we're going back to Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 15. It says, then I came to them of the captivity at Tel Abib and dwelt by the river of Chebar, and I sat where they sat and remained there astonished among them 7 days. And it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me. So the Lord spoke directly to Ezekiel, and he's speaking directly to every child of God. Every person who is a part of the kingdom, we are responsible. The Lord says that he gave us power to tread on serpents, on scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. And so we as a body of Christ have a responsibility. Over in the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 19, it says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. This is the Great Commission. Let me go back up to verse number 16. It says, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And so Jesus had the power, and so he gave us the power. So we have power as people of God, as you have come into the body of Christ. I know that many times when people first come into the body of Christ, they are so on fire for God. They want to tell everybody that they're saved and that they want you or want those who are not saved to come into the body of Christ. We need to have that same fervor, that same zealousness that we did when we first came into the body of Christ. We want to share the goodness of Jesus. We want to share how wonderful it is to be saved and not be in the world of sin. We want to share that when we first come. So we as a body of Christ, no matter how long you've been in the body of Christ, still should have that fervor. You still should have that zealousness for the things of God to teach and preach. You can teach even if you're not in the pulpit. Yes, I teach when I'm on the street. I teach. I've been in places in the park, you know. I go to the park and I find just anybody, just go up to somebody you don't even know and just talk about the day and talk about what's going on in their lives and then segue and come right to the place of introducing them to Jesus Christ, finding out if they're saved, finding out if they know Jesus Christ. That's what we need to do. Let people know that they need to be saved if they're not. And then it's on them to make that decision. You can't force a person to do anything, but you can share the gospel of Jesus Christ. So here we are in Ezekiel once again, chapter 3, I'm at verse number, I'm going to read verse 16 again. And it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, Thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine. And this is what I was speaking about earlier when we are leaders of the church, especially I was talking to the leaders of the church. When you don't tell people about their sin, when you don't tell people that they're wrong and the things that they're doing, when you know they're doing wrong, and you don't let them know they need to repent, then the blood will be required at your hand. That's what I just read. I'm going to read verse 18 again. When I say unto the wicked, Thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. So that's what the word says. Verse 19 says, Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. So Ezekiel was being admonished to tell the truth, to let these people know that they're in their sin, because if he didn't do what God said to do, then he would be responsible. But you're responsible once we tell you about Jesus. Once we let you know that you need to get right and you don't get right, then you're responsible. The wicked shall die in their sin, and the blood will not be required of us because we have spoken the word of God to those who are in their sin. Verse number 20, again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die because thou hast not given him warning. He shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he hath done shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at thine hand. So those who are in the body of Christ or have been in the body of Christ and you have turned backwards, and if you die in your sin, if you die while you're sinning, you're not going to be very pleased in the end, because you will end up in hell because your righteousness will not be remembered because you have turned back. So that's, and I spoke to this yesterday, the thought that once saved, always saved. Once you're saved and you go back into sin, you're back in your sin, and you're going to go to hell if you don't get back right with God. So get right with God and do it today. Don't wait until tomorrow, because tomorrow is definitely not promised. So get right with God today and know that God wants you to prepare for your heavenly home and share the gospel with somebody else. And that's one thing that I like to mention, is that we are all responsible to tell others about Jesus. Verse number 21 says, Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. Also, thou hast delivered thy soul. And so I thank God today that he has given us an opportunity to be able to come and share this word. So right now I'm going to pray once again. Lord, I pray for right now, and I pray for the leaders of the churches, Lord. I pray for those who are teaching to itching ears, those who have fallen away from the truth, oh God, the leaders of the churches, those who call themselves pastors and preachers and evangelists and bishops, Lord, who are not doing what you have called us to do, Lord. They are responsible for all the people they're teaching incorrectly. Father, I pray today for a spirit of righteousness across this land. I pray today, oh God, for a spirit of holiness. I loose holiness, oh God. I loose righteousness, God. I bind up the spirit of demonic spirits, oh God, that are out there. I bind up the demons, Lord, that have people trapped in with a lying spirit. So I bind up the lying spirit, oh God. I bind up the demon of deception, Lord. Deception in the churches, oh God. Deception around the nation, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. I loose the spirit of Jesus Christ today, oh God. I loose holiness today, oh God, that people will get holy and become what you have called us to be, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I bless your name, oh God. I glorify you, God, because you are our truth and you are our redeemer. I pray, God, today that people will come and repent of the sin that they're in, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, Father, today that our nation, oh God, will realize, oh God, that we are not doing what you have called us to do, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray and bind up every lying spirit, strong deception, oh God, and slander out there, oh God. In the name of Jesus, false prophecy, oh God, religious bondages, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I loose the spirit of truth right now. In the name of Jesus, every perverse spirit, I bind you up, Satan, and I call out every foolish thing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, doctrinal error, Lord, I bind up that spirit right now, sexual perversions, oh God, chronic warriors, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God, I loose God's spirit of pureness and holiness today, in the name of Jesus, across this nation and around the world, oh God, that people will come to the knowledge of the truth, oh God, and that they will receive Jesus into their hearts and minds, and that they too will be pure and holy, oh God. Lord, we do realize that our righteousness is as filthy rags, Lord, but we will serve you, O God, with all of our hearts, our minds, our souls, and our strength, O God, and we bless your holy and your righteous name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we thank the Lord this morning for those who have listened. We pray that this word has been food for your soul, that you will go back in and read the word once again yourself. Matthew chapter 28 and also Ezekiel chapters 2 and 3. If you would just read those chapters and let this word minister to your spirit and move on in the Lord, grow in the things of God. Just as a baby eats food, as a child continues to eat, and we as adults, we have to eat every day so that we can maintain our lives. If we don't eat and we don't drink water, we will eventually die off. And so we want to do the same with the word of God. Eat and sup of the word so that you can be strong in the things of God. You can grow in the knowledge of the truth so that we can speak the truth in love across the nation. So we know that by God's loving kindness, he drew us to him. And so we draw you through loving kindness through the word of God. And so if you have been blessed, we encourage you, invite you to sow a seed into the ministry. We are able to go to different places around the world, and the doors are being opened, and so we need financial increase to help us to do some of these things. The radio program, we have to pay for that, and other opportunities that we do to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we invite you to send a love offering or a gift to us, and our address is Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, 6211 South 249th Street, D as in Darlene, 207. The city is Kent, K-E-N-T, Washington, 98032. I am Darlene the Evangelist, and I am a pastor too, and I invite you to come back next week or join us during the week at 8 o'clock a.m. at the same station. And God bless you all. I love you all, and have a beautiful weekend. And enjoy your life. Adios.
You're invited to join a friend who's closer than a brother, Jesus Christ. Find out more by joining our circle of friends. Contact us, email Evangelist Darlene at dbundage@yahoo.com. That's dbundage@yahoo.com. Once again, thanks for listening to our prayers for our nation here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, Hour of Power of Prayer. You're invited to join us again next week for more prayer for our nation.
We were made to love and be loved, but the price this world demands will cost you far too much. I spent so many lonely years trying to fit in. Now I've found a place in this circle of friends. In a circle of friends, we have one Father. In a circle. this.